From WOSU Public Media in Columbus, Ohio, this is Classical 101's Opera Abbreviated. I'm your host, Christopher Purdy.
Dare turn your back on Elizabeth of England? You dare?
I would not have taken that from the king, your father. Much less will I accept it from a king in petticoats.
Bette Davis and Errol Flynn in the 1939 Warner Brothers film The Private Lives of Elizabeth and Essex. A great movie, loosely based on history, but Gaetano Donizetti got there first. And here's one of the things you gotta love about opera. You can take any historical period, you can put on the appropriate costumes, be they togas or armor, sing lustily in Italian, no matter what language the characters may have spoken. What threatens to become a Monty Python skit can be riveting theater in the hands of a great composer. Such was the case with Donizetti's opera Roberto Devereux. The opera was first performed in Naples in 1837. There were a few revivals, but by 1860, the opera had dropped out of sight. In fact, the first significant revival was in 1964. Why the neglect? I think because the opera, for all its excitement, is miserably hard to sing and expensive to produce. By the 1970s, Roberto Devereux was back in vogue thanks to Beverly Sills and her great performance of Queen Elizabeth. Movie buffs will know this story from Warner Brothers. Bette Davis and Errol Flynn give way to Beverly Sills and Sandra Rodvanovsky. We are at the court of Elizabeth I toward the end of the Queen's reign, around the year 1600. The elderly Elizabeth has taken a fancy to Robert Devereux, the Earl of Essex. He is 40 years younger, but the old monarch is smitten with Essex to the point of losing control. Lord Essex has just returned from Ireland, where he's been defeated in battle. There's a charge of treason against him. Elizabeth swears to protect him and gives him a ring. If you are ever in danger, you have only to return this ring to me. But when she asks him, "Non ami, aren't you in love?" he hesitates. And that's not a good idea. Problem. Devereux is in love with a lovely, age-appropriate lady, Sarah, Duchess of Nottingham. She's also the wife of his best friend, the Duke of Nottingham. So Devereux and Sarah have to skulk around in fear of her husband and the 70-year-old Queen of England. This may be an opera, but it's also history, sort of. And either way, you can't make this stuff up. Elizabeth remains blissfully unaware of Robert's love affair as he faces trial for treason. You don't come home a loser in battle in a Tudor court without consequences. The queen is imperious indeed when her counselors demand Devereux's head. But then, she and Nottingham discover Devereux's affair with Sarah. Lord Nottingham calls out for a sword to kill Devereux on the spot. Elizabeth cries out, "Rather than offend she who was born of the terrible Henry VIII, Better you should descend alive to your grave. The enraged Queen Elizabeth signs Devereux's death warrant and sends him off to die. Va, go! Death hangs over your head, and dishonor clings to your name. Devereux had given the queen's ring to Sarah. At the news of her lover's death sentence, she tries to run to the queen, but her husband stops her. Let him die. Back at the tower, Essex is led to his death. Sarah can't save him, and Elizabeth won't. And finally, Elizabeth broods and waits for Essex to send the ring, the only way she can pardon him, which she longs to do. Vivi ingrato, live, ungrateful man, live at her side. My heart forgives you. Sarah rushes in. She's managed to escape and throws the ring at the queen's feet, but it's too late. The tower guns fire and Devereux is dead. Nottingham gloats, sangue voli e sangue otteni, blood I wanted and blood I got. Yeah. Elizabeth, in her fury, has the Nottinghams arrested and taken away. Now, at last, she is old and alone, and tells her courtiers she will give up the throne. Where my throne was, my tomb rises. Let me descend into it, and let James be king. Elizabeth reigned two more years. She died at the age of 69 in 1603. King James of Scotland did succeed her. History tells a slightly different story. She did mourn the Earl of Essex, but also saw him as a threat to her throne. He had to go. We do have a powerful opera with four terrific roles for glorious and sad members of British nobility. Roberto Devereux is the third Donizetti opera based on Tudor history. The other subjects are Anne Boleyn, or Anna Bolena, and Mary Stuart, Maria Stuarda. Wonderful operas both, for another time. And that's the final curtain on this edition of Opera Abbreviated from Classical 101, WOSU Public Media. I'm Christopher Purdy. For more information and for more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.